The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 25th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of Kate DiCamillo, born in Philadelphia, 1964. After college, she moved to Minnesota, where the first winter was one of the coldest on record. She had grown up in Florida, and she missed Florida. She also desperately wanted a dog, but she couldn't have one because her apartment building didn't allow dogs. So she started writing a story about a stray dog who helps a 10-year-old girl adjust to life in a new town. And that became her novel Because of Winn-Dixie, which won a Newbery Medal and became a bestseller when it came out in 2000. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Flannery O'Connor, born in Savannah, Georgia, 1925. She was the only child of a Catholic family in the Protestant Bible Belt, and when she was five, she became famous locally for teaching a chicken to walk backwards. They sent a newsreel crew to film this and broadcast it around the country. Her father died of lupus when Flannery was 15. When she was 25, she was diagnosed with lupus, moved in with her mother on a farm in Georgia. Lupus, which left her so weak she could only write for 2 or 3 hours a day. She was fascinated by birds. She raised ducks and geese and peacocks on her farm. She wrote two novels, Wise Blood and The Violent Barred Away, and two collections of short stories, A Good Man is Hard to Find and Everything That Rises Must Converge, and died at the age of 39. Flannery O'Connor, who said the writer should never be ashamed of staring. There is nothing that does not require his attention. Here's a poem for today by Tammy Holand entitled Findings. Found what I think are the breast feathers of a flicker lying in the melting snow in front of the house. Found a crow feather in Bozeman one spring and have kept it in a vase on top of the dresser. Yarrow grows where my son planted a root last summer, and hyssop seeds have sprouted with the wildflowers. Found spearmint growing under the outside faucet, and tiny blue snails in the fallen apples, and black and white hornets stumbling drunk around the rotting apples in August. The columbine had 8 inches of new growth in January, and 2 summers ago found a red-shafted flicker lying in the alley behind my house with grass in its throat and wasps crawling in and out of its mouth. Its wing feathers were dazzling, and I took them, buried its body in tall weeds, saved the feathers in checkbook boxes in the dresser, beside a Norwegian pewter cake server, a $20 bill, some old ribbons, and a flat rock from the Marias. His mate remained in the neighborhood until fall, and this February, a pair of flickers returned to eat last year's sunflower seeds at the side of the garage. One spring, hundreds of crows filled a single tree, their black wings shifting against dense bodies and air, their voices calling across leaves, then reeling into space. Saw flickers in the park last spring, a male calling with such racket, my son covered his ears, and from across the park, through twigs and leaves, pushing out from resinous shells, a female approached, blended into bark and clouds, and for an instant opened to the sound. Findings, a poem by Tammy Holand, from Breath in Every Room, published by Storyline Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.